You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Stray bullets fly in a shootout in front of a Maryland apartment. Little Jeremy Pucaceras, just 2 years old, killed. His mother wounded. Israel Fuentes Jr., Johnny Alejandro Turcios, and at least two others carjack an SUV to hide their identities as they approach the complex. They jump out and open fire at a group of people outside.
Nancy, as the mother and son walked from their apartment, they were reportedly caught in the crossfire of a shooting between Fuentes and Turcios and a group of four male teenagers. We're now learning that two of the teens have been arrested, a 15 and 16-year-old from Tacoma Park and Hyattsville, respectively. Prosecutors have said they will both be tried as adults.
Fuentes and Turcios jailed on multiple charges, including murder one. According to him, it's not trespassing if Jesus himself tells you to. Carnell Gittens enters the grounds of an Ohio public library 1:20 a.m. When cops arrest him on his third trespassing, he tells the cops he, quote, checked with Christ who gave him permission. Gittens, now charged with criminal trespass, will have to fork over a $1,700 bond. Can we please not drag Christ into every criminal scenario? And P.S., I don't think he's going to bail you out, buddy. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A judge has ruled that the man suspected of killing seven people and wounding numerous others, including children, during a suburban Chicago 4th of July parade in 2022 will go on trial in February of next year. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
48 counts of attempted murder, 48 counts of aggravated battery, and 21 counts of first-degree murder. These are the charges being brought against Robert Cremo III in connection with the shooting in Highland Park, a city located some 26 miles north of Chicago. Judge Victoria Rossetti has set the trial to begin on February 24, 2025. According to authorities, just days after he terrified parade participants and onlookers by opening fire from a rooftop in Highland Park on July 4, 2022, the 23-year-old Cremo confessed to police. Investigators say he fled to the area around Madison, Wisconsin, where he considered carrying out a second shooting at a parade, but he then made his way back to Chicago's northern suburbs. There had been a delay of several months over the accused gunman's trial timeline until the judge's scheduling decision. In December, Cremo fired his public defense lawyers and declared he would handle his own legal representation before Judge Rossetti. In addition, he demanded that his trial date be set as soon as possible. It was just a few weeks later that Cremo requested that his lawyers be reinstated by the judge. Prosecutors in Lake County stated that they might be ready for an early start this coming autumn. Rossetti declined, saying that prior to Cremo's brief demand to represent himself, the parties had agreed on a start date of February 2025. Rossetti has now ordered a hearing for April 24th to go over the attorney's trial preparation work.
If found guilty of first-degree murder, Cremo could be sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Prosecutors say that a retrial will be held for a former Ohio sheriff's deputy accused of killing a black man. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The decision was made just days following the boisterous proceedings that resulted in the dismissal of four jurors from Jason Mead's first trial because the panel was unable to reach a unanimous judgment. Following their appointment to handle the case, Montgomery County Assistant Prosecutor Josh Shaw, along with Special Prosecutors Tim Merkel and Gary Schroyer, released a statement stating that it is in the best interest of all involved and the community to proceed with another trial. They added, quote, "We anticipate showcasing what we consider to be a robust and persuasive body of evidence to bolster each and every criminal charge brought against Mr. Mead." Mead was accused of murder and reckless homicide in connection with Casey Goodson Jr.'s death in Columbus in December of 2020. Mead, who is white, has entered a not guilty plea, and his attorneys stated they were not shocked by the prosecution's opinion.
The date of the retrial is still unknown.
Thanks, John. A routine day for Amos Mortier. He goes to class, comes home to his dog, and makes a phone call. But then his routine ends. Friends cannot reach Amos, so they break into his Fitchburg, Wisconsin apartment and find a record spinning on the player and the dog food bowl full, but no Amos and no dog. all Amos's personal belongings left behind. His dog found days later at a neighbor's. Months later, police say the case is a homicide involving an $80,000 marijuana debt. They name a suspect, Jacob Stadfeld, who owes Amos money, and they search his property, but find no evidence to make an arrest. 1 year later, a witness claims another suspect admits to stabbing Amos and feeding him to pigs. But again, cops unable to find evidence for arrest. If you have info on Amos Mortier's disappearance, please contact Fitchburg, Wisconsin PD, 608-270-4300. There's a $25,000 reward for info leading to Amos Mortier. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.